Welcome back to the Sports Drive, everybody. Happy Friday to you out there. You're listening to the Sports Drive. I'm Henry Hernandez. He's Bill Derner. And we're joined by Alan Barber, the filmmaker who his work is called Six Man Texas, and it's soon to be released, and we can't wait for it. And Alan, thanks for staying through the break.
Sure.
Well, we were talking about Six Man Texas. We're talking about the phenomenon in these small towns, these small communities, where school is the central hub and everything. And I read on your website where, you know, if one family picks up and leaves, or even two, it's the death knell for the school, the six man, for everything. And so that's tell us a little bit about that. You said that you have a couple of taglines that you're working on for your movie. And
well, there are a couple of things, and it's our movie is both about a game and it's about the town. So one of the taglines is a true story of shrinking Texas towns, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the other tagline is a story of the real Friday Night Lights, which it of course is.
Sure,
it's the real game. And Six Man is such a basic game. It's an interesting game where you're really playing the game with what you have. The rules are different.
Let's discuss that now. Six man football. Obviously, it's 6-on-6, and I understand instead of a 50-by-100-yard field, you're 40-by-80. And
yes.
The only other thing I know is that I think you need 15 yards to get a first down.
That's correct. Those are two of the key differences. The other difference is that everyone is eligible for a pass. The center can go out immediately after the ball is snapped and take a pass. Everyone's eligible. But mm-hmm. the quarterback who takes the snap cannot run immediately. The ball has to be handed off, passed. So you get some pretty interesting backfield play.
I was going to say, are there handoffs? Is there rushing, or is it all passing?
I would tell you that the teams that win six-man championships have a very balanced attack.
Wow, interesting.
They pass, they rush, and they have good defense. And good defense is tough in six-man because it's a wide-open field. And I've seen some vicious hits in six-man and, you know, seen some broken arms and stuff hits.
So how many teams are members of a roster, I mean, for the entire team? Do the same six men play defense and offense?
It depends on the school. It really depends on the school. You'll find as I mentioned before, Six Man has gotten a little more popular in recent years. When we first started filming, there were about 88 schools playing in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Today, there's 122 schools sanctioned by the UIL to play.
Wow.
But
you said that's necessitated even a division in Six Man, where now there's a Division I and a Division II Six
correct.
Man?
That's
incredible. And that's for the schools, you say, where they have a population of, say, 100 versus those that barely crack 50.
That's correct. I don't know what the division breakdown is exactly, but it's the large school, small school division within 1A six man. So, and part of the reason that you see more schools playing today is that these towns are shrinking, and so when you mention one or two families are lost, then that could be 20% of the team.
Sure.
At 20% of the graduating class. We filmed a graduating class of 8 students at Three-Way School, and it was the year that Three-Way School closed. Three-Way is part of our film. And it was a school in far west Texas, out in the cotton farming region of Texas, by a little town called Maple. That school was consolidated out of 3 schools in 1945, and it was literally a school in the middle of a cotton patch. There was no town. Three-Way was in the middle of a cotton field.
Wow.
And it fed, you know, all the communities around fed their kids to that school, and then it's consolidated 2 other schools in the 70s or 50s and 70s, I think. Beulah was the last school to consolidate in the 70s into Three-Way, and then Three-Way just, it kept running out of students, and it graduated its last class, and they closed the school down.
Wow, so there's a theme that I'm picking up on this, six-man football. I love that, first of all, there's a dedication not only to education in these small towns, these rural communities, but there's, as your website says, a commitment to the children, at least to try to keep it going, so that your story is both sad and inspirational, as we said.
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
And I think it's very interesting to see that six-man football, six-man communities, it's like they're all linked together. And that's why we call our film Six Man Texas. It's like it's a state within a state.
Oh, yeah, it's interesting. But now, speaking of that, is it purely a Texas phenomenon?
It's not purely a Texas phenomenon. There are more schools in Texas that play six-man than anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
but it's played by some, I believe, around 20 schools in New Mexico, a few in Colorado, Nebraska at one time played. They may be playing eight-man ball right now. I know there's still some Montana schools.
Montana as
and
well.
Canada has a pretty big contingent of six-man.
Wow.
In fact, there's a rivalry between Canada and Texas called the Can-Am Bowl.
Really?
And they take all the Canadian All-Stars and all the Texas All-Stars, and they have a game once a year in July to see who takes the Can-Am Bowl.
That's brilliant. Where's that game played?
You know, sometimes I think they alternate between Canada and somewhere in Texas around Abilene or something.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's an interesting idea, you know, and it's kind of neat that there's this little world out there that a lot of people don't know about.
Right.
And these kids are, you know, they're just as devoted and just as passionate about playing six-man ball as they would be about any other game. And what's interesting about it is the towns being so small, mm-hmm. pretty much if you come out to play football, you're going to play.
Yeah.
And they need everybody they have.
Exactly. No bench
so
warmers.
You find 130-pound kids that are running backs. And you know, I've seen 130-pound kids just run circles around other people because they're so quick and they move so fast. So it's really...
Are the games as long as regulation games? I mean, these kids must get exhausted running all over the field.
Well, they're 10-minute quarters.
Uh-huh.
So it's a high school game with 10-minute quarters. And then what was the other thing I was going to talk about? You know, I think those are the major. I think we talked about the major rule variations.
Yeah.
Everybody's eligible. Oh, the other variation is a kicked extra point is 2 points, and run or pass is 1 point. And
that's
because it's if you got one person snapping the ball, one person holding, and one person kicking, you got no defender.
That's true.
So you get a lot of points for kicking. I've seen so few field goals made that I think it ought to be 3 points for a kick.
Oh, that's interesting, yeah. And, you know, there's a website, not to be confused with yours, which is Six-Man Texas, which is sixmanfootball.com. You said it's run by, who is that?
Granger Huntress runs that website, and he was absolutely instrumental in getting us into the six-man community and introducing us to some people and some coaches early on when we had the idea. And Granger has really helped. In that first year, he would say, hey, here's the good game for this week to go film, and you should meet these people. Granger's website, I believe, is probably the most popular six-man football website in the country.
And we're speaking of sixmanfootball.com, and it says the Bible of six-man football in Texas. It is exhaustive. It is an extraordinary work. This man must really love six-man football.
He does. And, you know, Granger did this. When I first met Granger, I asked him how he got involved, and he said, well, I actually was writing a statistical program for ranking teams, and I needed a small control group, and I didn't know if there was a small control group out there I could use, you know, a real group that was doing something that wasn't already being ranked by somebody that didn't have a ranking program. And he's a statistician and a math major. And he heard about six-man football, so he started looking at the games and the teams and building a ranking program, a statistical program to rank teams. And he got so involved in the towns and the communities that it kind of became more than a program. It led to a website, and Granger's now, you know, when he says somebody's ranked number one, people take it real seriously.
Sure. We're speaking with Alan Barber of Never Too Late Films. His first feature, Six-Man Texas, is due out, inspired by his experience from early high school in the 1960s. And interesting that you have a day job. This is like your passion, and that you get to do it even now. And you know, hopefully you'll have success with this. Maybe anything else in the works if this thing should hit?
Well, actually, I'm talking with my team now. There's seven of us on the team. All their names and their bios are posted on our website.
Yeah, nice little website. And I love the homepage. Very great with the sign. That's great.
We're talking about a couple of potential projects. We're looking at a few ideas for documentaries, mm-hmm. and we're looking at a couple of ideas for narrative films and then maybe one short film. So I'm kind of talking with the team or certain members of the team about what's our next project, what do you want to do next, and some other members of the team, like Tom Chamberlain, is actually an actor as well, and he's in a film that I believe is going to be at the Los Angeles Film Festival this summer.
Wow.
So there's, you know, different people in the team are doing different things, but we're kind of looking at our next project. I really want to spend my time this year getting this one out there.
Sure.
And I want the people in all the six-man communities to be able to see the film. And to me, that's, for me, this is the passion. It's the most important thing to me, is that these people are amazing folks. They work hard. They, you know, it's tough living in these little towns. And they love their schools. They love their kids. They stick it out. And it's a story that Texas needs to hear because of their devotion to the schools and of how central schools are to their lives. And my mom was a school teacher. I was raised by a single mom school teacher up in Lubbock. So, you know, education is very important to me, and I believe it's very important to this country. Mm-hmm. And I really was impressed and inspired by many of the things I saw. Now, it's not a perfect world like any other world.
Right.
But I was inspired by many of the things I saw in how the community really embraces the school, and that's something I would love to see.
Well, they're lucky to have you as their storyteller. And I tell you what, a kudos to you for wanting to get them to see it. What a thrill that will be for you at any of these special screenings when they get to see their sport up on the big screen, and it's all because of you, Alan Barber. And you know what? I think the line in your website where you describe Six Man Texas, you say, no one is famous in Six Man Texas, but everyone is important, is apropos to your Never Too Late films as well. Y'all aren't famous yet, but every one of y'all is important, all seven of you, I imagine. It's been a thrill, Mr. Barber, or Alan, pardon me, and hopefully in the future we can have you back on the Sports Drive. Fascinating. We barely scratched the surface, but six-man football, if you're interested, we'll check out your film. We'll go to the websites, and it's nice to get introduced to it by such a nice man as yourself.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And, Alan, we'll talk to you another time, all right?
Absolutely.
All
Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye.